Hey guys, think your job stinks? Well, just wait till you hear what it was like to be a funeral clown.
A what?
Daniel.
A funeral clown.
And you've dug ditches in your life.
Dan, you've done a lot of things.
Long before all human knowledge was in your pocket, people had some pretty bizarre professions. Luckily, you don't have to see a sin eater or barber surgeon now, but you'll find out what it's like to get surgery with a shave.
Wondery's new podcast, This Job is History, is hosted by Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live and Rick and Morty.
Steeped in factual history, this brilliantly funny podcast delves into the quirky and absurd jobs of the past with hilarious interviews that are infused with fascinatingly true Easter eggs.
So come and get weird with us each week as improv comedians from the Groundlings and UCB act out their old-fashioned gig from another time. You'll be glad your guidance counselor didn't recommend any of these jobs.
How much do you love Chris Parnell? I love him so much.
Great. Anything he does.
I'll follow him to the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. That guy is hilarious.
So we're about to play you a clip from This Job is History. While you're listening, follow This Job is History wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, Prime members, you can listen to This Job is History early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
From Wondery, it's This Job is History with me, Chris Parnell. Each week, my producer Linda and I invite actual people from the actual past who've worked the strangest and most unexpected jobs throughout time. You'll be transported into the past and hear remarkable on-the-job stories straight from the mouths of the people who worked them. It's not often that we get to talk to someone from the 18th century, especially someone in your line of work. So tell us in your own words, what exactly is a sin eater?
Sin eaters are very well below the poor. They're below the hierarchy altogether, really. But that's where you stand when your job is banned by the Church of England.
Wait, why would sin eating be banned by the church? If what you say is true, you're saving people's souls.
First of all, Chris, it is true. Second of all, it's complicated. So you know how Catholics have last rites? Confession before they die?
Right, of course.
See, ever since we became a Protestant country, it's not generally accepted to do Catholic things like last rites or confession. The vicar says that faith alone is enough to grant you God's grace. But most of us in Shrewsbury believe it doesn't hurt to have a little extra reassurance.
Oh, so you're still sort of doing the thing that the Catholic communion wafers and confessions do. You're just doing it after people die, at dinner time.
No, it's completely different. And calling it Catholic would get me in a lot of trouble. What I do as a good Protestant is help people deal with their guilt and fears. Otherwise, what would they do?
I wouldn't know. I mean, not to brag, but my therapist says I'm remarkably good at suppressing feelings of shame.
What's a therapist? Is that what you call sin eaters nowadays?
Oh, a therapist is a person who you see every week to talk. They give you the confidence to speak up for yourself. Like when someone kind of tough-looking takes your drink at Starbucks. Or when a kid on a bicycle bumps into you and says something nasty.
Okay. Abigail, you talk to a therapist about your feelings. They help you cope with regrets, shame, things like that. Actually, they basically are sin eaters, except without the eating part.
I don't want to alarm you, but talking about feelings doesn't seem like it would save you from damnation.
Well, you're symbolically reassuring people.
No, I'm literally eating their sins.
Chris, why don't we move on to some other questions?
Yeah, Abigail, I'm so sorry if I implied that eating corpse bread didn't literally absolve sins.
Well, I accept your apology, Chris, and I thank you kindly.
Now, here's a different question. How do you know what sins you're eating? Or does it all taste like bread?
Truthfully, I can taste it. Yeah, I've got the gift. When you've been a sin eater as long as I have, each sin starts to become very distinguishable. Gluttony, take for example, gluttony. Always, always hungry afterwards. That's when I know, gluttony. Sloth. Now, sloth, you can't keep the crumbs off the floor. Doesn't matter what you do, if you wear a bib, if you've got a tray, they're all over the place. Now, lust. Let me tell you something. Lust is fantastic. It's subtle, but tasty. It's got a bit of a kick to it, you know.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to This Job is History early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.